Auckland hospital doctors have been told to prepare to be drafted into other roles if Omicron hits hard. The hospital expects up to a quarter of its staff could be off work with Mate Corona when the outbreak takes off. A memo from senior management says employees might be asked to return to work 5 days after testing positive for COVID, and they should be prepared for any leave to be cancelled. Sarah Dalton is the Executive Director of the Association of Salaried Medical Specialists. Kia ora.
Morena, Susie.
Now, you are aware of this memo. What is it that medical staff are saying about it?
We are aware of the memo, and this is not unlike arrangements that are starting to be made at hospitals around the country. I think it would be fair to say there are significant concerns across our members, although it's not entirely unexpected. These are the classic kinds of arrangements that hospitals look to make when they are really under the gun. I guess our real concern is that we already have what I would describe as exhausted staff in a number of core services. And those services are already running well understaffed, and not for reasons of COVID. They are reasons for ongoing systemic underfunding for a number of years.
Okay, so firstly, how would this work? Can you give us an example of what this memo means on the ground?
Well, it's hard to know explicit details in a hospital as complex and large as Auckland's hospital network, but certainly, say, mental health services, which, you know, are a really core and crisis and key service for a number of people, we understand that there may be letters sent to patients to say they may not expect the level of care that they would normally get as a result of COVID, and that is a service that is already crippled by massive staff shortages, so they can ill afford absentee rates of 25 to 30%. That would really obliterate those mental health services, and that would be the case across the country, which is an area of particular need.
And if doctors are going to be redeployed from one speciality to the other, who decides what the scope is of that and what the supervision is?
Yeah, so that's a clinical matter that would be overseen at the highest level by someone like the chief medical officer, and I guess with input from the specialist colleges, or with oversight at the highest level from the medical council to ensure that work is safe. But there are really strict rules about working outside your scope of practice, certainly for senior doctors and for other healthcare workers, because as you can understand, they train for years and years and years to do what they do. You can't just move a pathologist into a medical ward or a surgeon into a mental health setting or an emergency department. So, you know, you need there needs to be careful oversight, and there are limits to what people can safely do outside of their own scope. They're effectively not working as a specialist at that point. What that would mean if they have to move people around is that only life-preserving and necessary services are being offered in the hospital setting, and it's just all hands to the pump.
The sort of pressure of a situation like that unfolding, it sounds immense. Where would it mainly fall?
We think at the moment, you know, emergency departments, mental health services are the front doors of every hospital. And if the predictions are right, that Omicron is less likely to send people into ICU settings, then it's those front door parts of the hospitals, particularly emergency departments, and then medical wards if people are there. We're also concerned about what the pressures might be out in the community and whether there is sufficient health network and people available to support people at home, or whether it's just another way of describing unmet need where if you get sick, you're probably on your own.
A couple of quick things just to finish with you. This return to work 5 days after a positive COVID test, is that safe and following medical advice?
I've tried to have a look at the developing guidelines around that, and it would appear that you have to have at least one negative test before being asked to return to work, but that's a developing area, and I'm not sure that we've seen the end of that. I am sure hospitals are all about making people better, not making people sicker, and I'm sure that they will be hoping not to have to go there. But as you know, there are international examples of asymptomatic or not very unwell healthcare workers having to go back to work using appropriate PPE. So I guess we're just going to have to keep an eye on that one.
What does the government need to do ahead of the Omicron surge? I mean, for example, are we at the point where an emergency should be preemptively declared and things like elective surgeries cancelled?
It's a tough call because I really feel for people who have been queuing, some of them with multiple dates that have been put back for elective surgeries. So I think while it's safe to continue those surgeries, they should continue because the queues are so long and it's really tough for people who can't live their lives and whose health is compromised. But what I would call for is look at the healthcare workers who are there now, who are working hard, who have actually been topping up our underfunded system with their extra unpaid labour for a very long time, and make sure the people we do have who are there now are being paid for the work they do, who are being given cost of living adjustments, and who are being cared for in the way that they are caring for us. It's just not okay to be treating our healthcare staff as if they're cogs in a machine.
Sarah Dalton from the Association of Salaried Medical Specialists, thank you very much for your time.